This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, our friends at Bisexual Alliance Victoria are in discussions about the possible merging of two organisations which will have benefits for bi plus people around Victoria. Sally Goldner is the president of Bisexual Alliance Victoria and joins us this afternoon. Sally, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, and I hope everyone is driving home safely given the conditions at the moment. They're a bit slippery out there. Take care, everybody.
Yes, I completely concur because I sort of have been looking out the window and it looks very dark and gloomy, a bit wet too. So, yeah, take care, everyone. Now, before we chat about this possible merger, for those who may not know, what's the Bisexual Alliance Victoria all about?
So, Bisexual Alliance formed way back in 2010. And the alliance came from, at that time, a merger of an advocacy email list for a bit of nostalgia, a Yahoo group at the time, and also the discussion group that was set up by one of our founders, James Dominguez, in conjunction with partner Rebecca. And so that's where the alliance came in. So we've been doing a combination of advocacy and discussion for some years. And that discussion group, we should mention, is always on the fourth Tuesday of the month. We're stuck with online. It was one of the few good things that came out of 20 and 21, so we can reach people in regional and rural areas and look for posts on our socials on how to register for that. And that's 7:15 p.m. Australian Eastern, whichever time, on the fourth Tuesday of the month. So that's been our mainstay. And yet, in around 2018, from memory, Melbourne Bisexual Network formed. And over the years, as things have gone, we've just sort of done similar things. And then MBN approached us late last year and said, look, we're not quite getting a full committee. Oh, we're not either. Why don't we merge? And right. So it's thus far, the in principle agreement is there. We've both got similar values and aims, but now we're doing all the nitty gritty stuff on, as it's called, due diligence, checking through all the finance and legal stuff to make sure we've, we'll say, dotted the buys and crossed the pans to make sure it's all go well.
Now, before we get into it, Sally, you mentioned MBN. So for those who don't know, it's Melbourne Bisexual Network that you're in discussions about merging. So you're at the process of sort of looking through what the details are. What came about to sort of want to sort of have those discussions, see if there's that fit that you could sort of bring yourselves together?
Yeah, look, the two groups are now doing very similar work, similar aims, similar values. And it just makes sense. There'll be some small cost savings, for example, in terms of, say, registration fees or time spent on admin, won't have to do two lots of financials, those sorts of things. But the thing is that we'll be able to serve bi-plus people around Victoria better. We're particularly keen on the issue of bi-plus people in regional rural Victoria, which I don't think it's had quite enough attention, but of even double critical importance. One of the things we find is for bi plus people in what I'm going to call, in inverted commas, apparently one male, one female relationships, there's an extra sense of invisibility or erasure that people assume those relationships are heterosexual, whereas if one or both of the people are bi, and I'm assuming monogamy, then people will feel perhaps a bit isolated from their community. So I think that it's those sorts of things that when we work together, we'll be able to glue all this together and really serve bi-plus people better, whether that's Mildura or Mallacoota or anywhere in between.
We're chatting with Sally Goldner, president of the Bisexual Alliance Victoria, about the possible merging of two organisations, which is Melbourne Bisexual Network and themselves, which will have benefits for bi-plus people around Victoria, as Sally just mentioned. Now, Sally, you led on to a point that I've been thinking about a lot, and a lot of people are aware of it that are in the community. Coming out is still an issue for bisexual people, and the statistics obviously suggesting that they're the least likely of the entire LGBTQ plus community to do so. Why do you think that's still so? With with all the knowledge that we have, with all the support that we have, I know coming out is a very personal thing that we all experience and go through, and we should do so at our own speed and when we feel safe and comfortable to do so. But why do you think for bisexual plus people it's a particularly hard thing to do?
I think there is a couple of things that perhaps it is that invisibility that makes people believe that, it's harder to find bi plus community is one thing. I also think sometimes that when, as much as it was, of course, the right thing to do to get marriage equality back in 2017, there was a tendency to think, oh, we've got all the sexual orientation stuff, we'll say the LGB, largely sorted now. But, of course, that's not true. The research that we have from places like Rainbow Health Victoria, Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society, when it's broken down, shows disparities between lesbian and gay and bisexual, or perhaps I'll even rephrase that, lesbian, gay, bisexual, which is why we always need research that does break this down clearly. And there is, you know, greater factors of that isolation damaging mental health, a difficult topic. There is greater degree of intimate partner violence for bi plus women, and probably bi plus who are trans and gender diverse as well. So I think that we need that greater visibility to make sure these issues are highlighted and that we don't sort of get, lost in the rainbow shuffle, so to speak. So I think it's really important that we have effective bi-plus representation, which is, you know, linking it back, what this proposed merger will aim to achieve.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. I know it's a tough discussion to sort of have, but obviously we need to have it more and more often than we realise. What sort of, you talk about obviously you meeting on the fourth Tuesday of every month. What kind of support is on offer for people who sort of want to reach out and get more knowledge or feel safe and comfortable enough to sort of be able to sort of talk about what they're feeling and experiencing and be surrounded by like-minded people?
Yeah, so one of the things that is on offer is we have this online discussion group, as I said, that was founded in 2005 by one of our joint founders, James Dominguez. And it's just a chance for bi plus people to get together in a safe place that where the bias thing is, there's guaranteed safety and also, of course, on all aspects of diversity and intersectionality. And just, you know, have a chance to connect, realise that there's support, share each other's experiences. Standard sort of peer support stuff. We're not health professionals, but just sometimes hearing someone else's story, someone else went through that.
Yep.
And it can just make it that bit easier. And sometimes it's, I'd add that it's a safe place where why isn't the issue we discuss in a way? We almost discuss just life, and it's just a place where people can feel safe to open up about anything else that has been, well, we'll say, bothering or troubling them. And knowing that they've got that support and wisdom of people from a like-minded perspective. So it's just a very safe place. We also do an annual picnic, which I can say with, well, pun intended, dry humour. Thankfully, it was 2 weeks ago before all this started. And so that's, we want to do more social events as well. So that's the sort of support that we can specifically offer to the bi-plus people. Of course, that we all know of the other more, the other supports around, such as QLife, including Switchboard as well.
Yep, totally. And we have got also, if people ever want to sort of find out where to get support for services, head to our website, joy.org.au/support, and you'll find a list of services. You mentioned two of them there, QLife and Switchboard, Sally. Now, going back to the merger, you're in discussions, you're sort of going through the process. Is this sort of a time frame that you feel you're aiming towards? Is this sort of like, is it sort of fairly early on in the day to talk about it, or have you sort of got close to sort of hopefully making it all come together?
We are wanting, for the sake of neatness, said this qualified accountant, to try to wrap it up by 30th and start afresh as one organisation on July the 1st. That would be neat.
Yep.
We're progressing, I would say, steadily. We've got, as I say, a bit of homework to do with all this due diligence type of stuff that we have to check off, financials and legals, and getting legal advice on how we can merge the organisations so that we make sure that it's seen as a merger and not a takeover of one or the other. One of the things that I would add is that iSexual Alliance happily has tax deductible status, DGR, deductible gift recipient status. So we don't want to lose or damage that. We're thankfully able to get pro bono legal expertise onto that, which is really helpful. So we've got all these sort of, we'll say, pieces of jigsaw just to fit together in the right way. So as I say, aiming for the 1st of July, but if not, then it will be when it will be, because obviously we want to make sure we don't rush in. We want to set everything up right and consolidate effectively.
Good. I like that. I like the way you sort of just drop that in. It's not a takeover. It is a coming together of two like-minded groups and making the best of the resource that you have. So I really appreciate that. And all I can sort of say is, Sally, thanks for joining us on Joy Drive. And when that does happen, or when you've got something that you want to talk about from a social perspective, reach out. We'll have you back on Drive.
Very much. Thanks for the opportunity. And dare I say, bye five.
That's Sally Goldner, the president of Bisexual Alliance Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.